of you know the name Jim Brewer? Okay. How many of you have traveled here from more than an hour to be here tonight? More than an hour? More than 2 hours? Okay. I think Jim's going to do, I think, about a four-hour comedy routine tonight. I think about 4 hours. You'll get your value out of it. No, I'm just messing with you. But Jim is one of the first entertainers I know who said he's not going to work venues that require the COVID-19 shots. He said, I'm not going to work those venues. He's also been recently on Glenn Beck. You might have seen him on Fox. And he's just been unapologetic about standing up for the truth. He used to be on Saturday Night Live back in the day. He's been featured in many feature films. But he's a brave comedian. He continues to share the truth. And he tends to break microphones. So we have three microphones ready. We've got mic one, mic two, mic three. We've got three mics, one Jim Brewer. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Jim Brewer, live from Tulsa.
Thank you, Clay. All right. We're almost there. Clay, you got to, you know your situation here with the rain. Like, what? No, I'm good. Thank you, though. You're going to have to build an ark before this night's over. If anyone went that way, you know what I'm talking about. They're already paddleboarding back there. There's that water's coming in. I don't know if you stayed here because it was pouring rain or because it was coming down tonight. Some of the speeches tonight. I just made you jump. Yeah, right? You didn't tinkle, did you? Because that happens sometimes. Jesus tinkle, you know. Listen, by trade, yes, I do stand-up comedy, but also I just observe life. And I saw a lot of incredible things tonight. And the one thing I noticed is there is a God theme, and I got some stories for you. Because I think everyone in here feels like something's going on, but we don't know what's really going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can look at Bible, well, where it says here in the Bible, it's still, when you see Biden come out, you're like, what is really going on? Like, is he human? Am I the only one that is not sure if this guy, when he goes out. Am I the only human being going, is that even a human? Like, what is that? What's going on in Ohio? I need your money for Ukraine. I've noticed the path to really start heading in the right direction is, yes, we are getting annoyed by things going on in school, like the, what are they? When they're wiggling their butt, what is it? Crosshair, what are they calling that? The drag shows. The drag shows. Now let's just look at a different angle. Now, when we watch it, of course, we're like, how dare they let some guy with a banana hammock wiggle in a child's face while the parents are like, oh, we're being diversified. But here's a more honest question. Not one human being walked up to that guy and said, hey, man, what you all right? No. Show's over. The kids got to go home. Put them in the other room. Can we talk, man? What? Did something happen to you? Yeah. What? Like, do you have any friends at home that don't wear makeup and wear high heels as a man and want to dance in front of the kids? Like, what? How did you get... Right. Were you working? Like, were you at work going, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of working for Kraft Cheese. I sell their products over and over again. I come back with the best slogans. I'm done. And starting tomorrow, I'm going to start cross-dressing and wiggle in front of children. I'm going to tour the schools. Like, not one human being is like, whoa. Do we have to dress like Wonder Woman? Like, what is the intention here? What is the intention? At the end of the day, that's everything. What's the intention of bringing a man to a child? Woo! 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 And then, I mean, not for nothing, but I don't see them filling up their little cups to nurse their soul in this situation. I don't see them trying to teach them how to take. I see, maybe I'm crazy, all I see is, I'm gonna sexualize your children right in front of your face. And when you question me, I will denounce you as phobic. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. But before they even get to that point, like, dude, how do you get there? Not one person said, are you all right? Did something, you need to go to therapy? Did something crazy happen with an uncle? That's raw truth. And that's the part where God's missing, because then we watch the news. Was it news feeds on hate? They love when you hate. My God, I hate the liberals. Hate them. Can't stand them. With their wokeness. Their wokeness. I hate liberals. Be a man. Be a man. Woman, gives birth, say it. Liberal, woke, watch up. And same thing with the other side. God, I hate Fox. How many people, you know, like, I don't watch the news, but anyone that watches Fox News, I hate Fox News. I hate Fox News. Trump, I hate him. I hate Donald Trump. Sexist, racist, white supremacist. I hate him. And that's completely controlling your emotions, completely controlling your thought pattern, completely controlling your energy throughout the day. Wow is right. When you look at it that way, why do we watch it? Why do you watch news? Their job is to piss you off. You believe those damn Russians? You believe them? Go to Ukraine, blowing everything up. They're evil. They're evil. Send them money, for crying out loud. You work hard. We need your money. We got to help these people. Who's got a problem with the LGBTQ217? What are you, phobic? If a child wants to cut his donkey off, let him take that donkey off. That process didn't happen overnight.
No.
That happened years Years ago.
Yeah.
It did. I just realized I grew up MTV generation. Remember MTV?
Yeah.
All the men look like chicks.
Yeah.
Right? They put on, they had the eyeshadow and the girls on film. Right? You're like, I'm going to wear my hair like that and put on eyeliner. Yeah. That was the beginning of the grooming. They had a whole generation. They had a whole generation going, the new video is going to be on at 3 p.m. That's how much you'd run off the street to go watch a dopey video. You started drugging your kids when you were young. You didn't realize it. Some of you still believe in the drugs, and that's okay, because that's the addiction. That's the addiction. That's not God. That's the man-made addiction. That's the man-made civilization. Your child has a condition, and it's not your fault. And it is our fault to look after your children. And they have a problem paying attention. Yeah. It's a condition. And the solution is drugs that I will start giving your child that you will not feel guilty as it. You will show off and tell the others, my kid pays attention so well now. He's doing so much better because the great devil is the deceiver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your child most likely never needed any drug to pay attention. You take any child, put them in a natural habitat, they will flourish without a school, without teachers, without any nonsense that gives them the purity that they're already born with. Ritalin for you. More drugs for you. And more drugs. We're here to protect you. We are above God. We are the ones you trust. We're scientists. The other people are cult members. Take God out of school immediately. And that's where it began. Slowly but surely. Inch by inch. And now here we are. Here you are. Right in front of our faces. So here's the great part. Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. You gotta better yourself before you're ready to go into a battle.
Yeah.
All right? That we've heard a lot of that tonight, and they're right, but you gotta better yourself. See, the way I look at it, if you're going to get in a fight, if you're going to go to war, you better know your enemy.
That's right.
Yeah. And you better know how your enemy thinks. And you better know at what length will that enemy go to crush you and you. And you. Will they go after your kids? Oh, they've shown it. Weapons of mass destruction. Bring your children. Bring them. They'll take them right out of your house. Blow them up. Send them home. Won't take care of them. That's what we're going to continue to trust. You're going to trust people that are drugging your kids. You're going to trust people that confuse your child. A woman doesn't know how to say she's a woman. A woman is a goddess. They hold life.
Right.
You know how many people can't even give birth? God has given you a gift, a chance, because he trusts you, because you're majestic, knows you're going to take care of that. That, the great deceiver, is right here, right here, right now. So you have to build yourself up. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be dead honest because I don't want to be called a fraud or anything. I'm not a church guy. That's just me. My wife is. She gets up Sundays. Can we go to church on Sunday? I don't have a lot of Sundays left. Maybe you can go in the church and I'll like go by the creek. I'll talk to God at the creek. I love going in nature, and God will like, Jim, sit down. I got to talk to you about your kids. Oh, no. Okay. And I'll listen. I'm not a church guy. My wife is. I'm not. So I don't want anyone. But I know God, and I trust God because he gave me multiple examples in life. I'll give you a small one. This is a small one. My wife found Jesus, okay? Which anyone in here, when that happens in life, you know that's a whole... That's an earthquake. You show up like, what happened to the house? I mean, like, there's crosses everywhere. What are we doing? What happened? Why we listen to Christian music 24/7? I don't understand. Why are you questioning my AC/DC songs? What is going on here? I don't know about that song, Hell's Bells. No. He's warning you, just like a pastor. Hell's Bells, Satan coming to you. Nobody putting up a fight. He's saying, wake up, wake up. Hell's Bells, Satan coming to you. Devil's got good music, man. He got good music. You know, she hears, but I hear, oh. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. If you're into evil, you're a friend of mine. Oh, I hear what you're saying. So when she found, which that alone too, I'll tell you that quick story. Marriage was at the end. We just had our second kid. You know, I'm done with show business. I left show business. Just touring as a stand-up. And I'm doing, you know, getting by. I'm doing all right. I'm living okay. And she wasn't a good, big God person. And we were at that stage. You know, I have a relationship. You're at that stage where you pull over somewhere and your mouth's wide open. And you just, right, you're just going, I said I would stay through sickness and health. You know what I mean? I don't do drugs. I don't cheat. I need you. And I remember I challenged God so hard. I said, matter of fact, I was, yeah. You know when you talk to God and you're like, please, I'll do this, I'll do that. If you do this, I'll do that. No, I can't believe the way I talked to him. I was just being honest. I went, if you don't show up right now, I need you right now. Right now, I need you. I need this family to be saved. If I got to go somewhere and live in another person's house, that's fine while she finds herself, anything. But I need you to step in right now, because if you don't, I'm going to the other side. I'm going to become a heavy metal singer, and I'm going to tear it up, and I'm going to be so good. I'm going to have leather pants. I'm going to get a kangaroo. I'm going to tear the world up with my vocals. Are you ready for me? I was there. We've all visualized being bad, so don't pretend you haven't. I wanted leather pants. That's what I want. I said, I'm going to get leather pants, and I wanted a kangaroo. Not a... Just walk around a mall, have people look at me, think I'm successful. Just tight jeans and tight leather pants. Can we pet the kangaroo? No. Who's the guy with the leather pants and kangaroo?
I don't know, but he's successful.
So a couple days later, I'm literally at that point like, God, all right, I guess you're not showing up, so let me start taking some singing lessons. Start looking at pants that'll fit. And I came home. There's my wife on the couch. She's clearly, something happened to her. And I said, what's the matter? And she went, something weird happened. So what's going on? She went, I went into town, met this lady. And before I know it, she said she really wanted me to come to the house, her house, and I didn't want to go. I said, do you know the lady? No. So, okay, what's going on now? So, you know, and I went to her house, and so you're at her house. Yes, and then she wanted me to come in. I don't know why I went in. I felt safe. The house looked nice. She decorated really nice. I liked the way she decorated. She had pictures of the kids, so I didn't feel scared. And she said, stay here. I have to get my husband. Oh, God. This is going to be a bad story. And she goes, and then the husband came down. And what? What? The husband, her, what? They started praying and I saw Jesus. And I laughed because that's the last thing I was expecting. And then everything was Jesus, you know, for... And I think everyone that's found that knows, like, then it was 24/7. Have you thanked Jesus? Did you find Jesus yet? Can I talk to you about Jesus? I'm going to show you Jesus. Come over here. I'm going to tell you all about this person, that person, this person, that person. After every show, did you thank Jesus? I'm sure you saved someone today, Jim. Okay, relax. Take it easy. I got my AC/DC on. I'm learning. And I'm not going to lie to you. It definitely saved our marriage. 100%. And I'll tell you why. Before that, she had a lot of anger in her for whatever reasons. I'm sure I was a big part of that. Maybe a little piece of it. I mean, if we're going to be honest. But she tried. First it was, you know what? I'm going to stop caffeine. Caffeine makes me angry and say gnarly things to you. So she stopped that and lasted about 3 weeks. Then it was the forum. She tried this thing called the forum. She came back. She looked like everyone during COVID. Trust the experts. Pupils dilating. Dr. Fountain. Fully brainwashed. Never saw anything like it. That lasted about 2.5 weeks. Then was vitamins. the way she eats. And then Jesus showed up. And she was, we didn't argue. And before Jesus showed up, she just come home like, I hate you. You're still here. And every day she's like, hi, Jim. Did you thank Jesus today? Isn't he beautiful? I love you. Yeah, I love you too. And then one day, this is a true story, she came home, something triggered her. Yeah, devil got her somewhere like, hey, listen, I know you're with Jesus now, but how about I just have 10 minutes? And I mean, he is kind of a slob, you know? You know, Roddy is a slob. And she came home and she went right back to right before Jesus. And she went, yeah, you suck. I don't like you. You're ugly. I don't like the way you talk. I don't like the way you breathe. I don't like the way you sleep. I don't like the way I don't like anything. I don't like your haircut. I don't like your clothes. I don't like you. And she turned around, she went upstairs, and I felt it was over. And then about 15 minutes later, she came back down the stairs. And she came up to me. Now I'm ready for battle. If this is the final countdown, I've got a nuclear assault. I'm going after her family. I'm going full-blown psychological war. If I'm going down, I'm taking this country down. All weapons are coming out. I'm taking down her nana. I'm taking down her grandparents, her mom. All the psychological things that destroyed her, I'm exposing in this fight. I ain't going down without a fight. And on my life, man, she comes up to me and she goes, I am so sorry. The way I'm working on myself. I'm a work in progress. I love the Lord and I'm learning, but I'm still human and I have emotions, Jim. And I just want to let you know, I've never not loved you, and I'm begging you to be patient with me. I'm trying to be patient myself, but I'm so sorry some of the things I've done and said. And I just, please, I love you. Be patient. And she turned around and walked away. Because I was still waiting for the but. But it's still all your fault because you suck. And there is no but. And she went to the top of the stairs. She looked at me. She went, Jim, I love you. Make sure you thank Jesus, right? Well, I still have pride and ego. So I waited till she went in the bedroom. And that's when, under my breath, I went, thank you, Jesus. But here is why that played an important role. A little backstory. You guys still cool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wish he'd do more facial impressions. I've always had God with decisions in life. And when you know when the temptations come, you feel it. That is when you have to act. You got to start being strong. I'll give you a small instance, how you never know how the stories and the grace and the whole storyline goes, okay? I leave New York City. I just left Saturday Night Live. I just finished doing a film or two. I'm done with Hollywood. Don't want to work there. I'm starting a family. We move in the country in New Jersey. Yes, there is country in New Jersey. So with that said, when we move out there, I go to this little coffee shop, and you know, I go there every day, and then I went to this camera shop. Now everyone knows I like just being myself. I don't walk around and go, do you know
I was on television, and I've done a film or two. I don't know if you know it, but I think you should know it. Check the reservation again under I used to be, you know? And I walk in this camera shop, and in the camera shop, there's a, she's probably maybe 21 years old. God treated her well, gave her great tools to work with. Just being honest. And I walked in there, and she was full-blown, big, blink, blink. And she was like, oh, my God. I just want to tell you. And I'm being a little silly, but I'm being dead honest. She went, I want to be a star. I'm moving to L.A., and I'm going to be an actress. And, oh, my God, if you can get... And I, on my life... I saw through God's eyes, I'm just being honest, how would I want my daughter taken care of right here? Because this girl is so vulnerable. I can, if this girl goes to LA, and people don't understand how you sell your souls, it's easy. When you want the CEO, when you want the boss position, when you want to be on television, all I got to do is drop a name and I already got you going. That's all I got to do. I can still do that. I can go to any restaurant right now and just drop a name like, you know, who's your band? You like Metallica? So anyway, when I was hanging out with the guys, like, you hang out with the guy. It's that easy. We think we're not that vulnerable. You're that vulnerable because you want to be better. So I said to her, you got lunch? Let's take a lunch break. And I brought this girl to lunch. And I got real with her. I was honest with her. And she went from, ah, to, oh, God. And... She was just totally, she thought she was going to be in movies, and she went from that like, oh, my God, you told me stuff, way too much stuff. And but I was just being honest with her. About 6 months later, I go in this little coffee shop. You know what? It was a little later than that. I walk in, there's a woman behind the counter, older woman. She's very attractive. And she got big blue eyes, and she's talking about injecting her eyes so they look different because she doesn't like the wrinkle, whatever it was. I said, oh, why would you do that? You're beautiful. Oh, my God. I hope as my wife ages, my wife's pretty. She don't do anything to your eyes. Go with it. And she sees me, and she goes, I know who you are. And, yes, for a split second, my peacock feathers go... They still know who I am. And she goes, can I hug you? And she gives me a hug, like a really warm hug, a little like, whoa. And then she looked at me, and I thought she was going to say something about a character I've done. And she said, you're the guy. You're the guy that went in the camera shop and talked to my daughter. I went, yeah. Oh, my God, your daughter. She goes, yes. On my life, she said, she started crying. And she said, my daughter was heading towards a horrible path. And I prayed to God my whole life, please, please, God, find her, please. And I don't know what you said to her, but she's volunteering here, and she's on a great path. That's the woman that brought my wife to Jesus. The hairs on my thighs are going. It's unbelievable, but it's not unbelievable. It's amazing. We've been taught to believe that's weird. We've been taught to believe like, whoa, that's crazy. No, it's not. It's amazing. Everything else is crazy.
It's that simple. So I'll give you another tiny little story from that. So I'm battle fatigued, all right? My wife found Jesus. Now listen, when people find Jesus, he's also, you know, I had friends swearing she was in a cult. I had friends going, Brewer, how many times a day does your wife pray? Be honest, be honest. I'm like, I don't know. She does Bible study. Bible study? So she goes to church on Sunday for how long? 2 hours. 2 hours. Then she has Bible study. She's in a cult. She's in a cult. Does she pray before she eats? Every night. She's in a cult. I got to come to the house. Please let me come over the house. And he really thought she was in a cult. So this is also what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with people. This is such a drastic change. I'm like, well, you know, you're trying to figure everything out. And he did come over the house. It was kind of funny. And he goes, this is a true story that I'll tell you. He goes, my wife's name is Dee. He goes, Dee, can I ask something? She goes, of course. You're like my brother. And we've known each other forever. How many, you go to church? She goes, yes, every Sunday. Okay. And then, like, Jim says, before you eat, you do a little. Yeah, but I don't, only to myself. Okay? And a Bible study? All right. And you saying, since you found Jesus, you have nothing but love in your heart. That's what you're saying? She says, yes. You have no hate. No hate at all. And she goes, no. And she goes, I swear to God, you can't make this up. He goes, if just 9/11 just happened. She goes, if Osama bin Laden was sitting right there in your kitchen, you wouldn't hate him. And she goes, I don't know him. She's in a cult! She's in a cult! But I trusted. And I'll never forget, because I really needed that time in my life. Right before that happened, before I moved, I had a manager, and I said, I got an idea. But I knew I was going to leave him. So my intentions were not good. He stole money from me when I was young. When my wife and I were paying $600 a rent, which doesn't seem like a lot, but we didn't have anything. And he accumulated all the money and wouldn't give it to me. And then every time I go to him, he'd make me feel, he studied psychology, so he'd make me feel like the moron. Like, no, he's really looking out for us, hon. And once I started getting television and money, then I took over the power, but I knew one day I was gonna eye for an eye, get him back. So I pitched to him, I said, you know, I got an idea. And the idea is, and I don't wanna give too much away because I don't want people to figure out who, what, whatever, but I'll just say, the idea was to go on a certain type of tour, film it. It's never been done before with comedians like this. And it'll be huge. Do the whole tour and everyone, the tour bus and blah, blah, blah. And his eyes, I'll never forget his eyes. His eyes, you saw the dollar bills. And he said, oh my God, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So once I moved and I already put together the tour and the tour bus, I fired him. I said, yeah, you're out. You're out, you dirty little snake. Remember when you ripped me off, you little sneaky? Remember that? You took advantage. Well, guess what? Now you're not getting any of my money, even though I told you the idea and you wanted it. You wanted it. I got you. See, but that's playing with the devil, which I didn't realize at the time. And I started going on my tour. And I started having people come up to me a couple months later. Hey, did you see so-and-so? No. He's like, he's got camera guys all around him. Yeah, well, he ain't like me, so I ain't worried about it. I don't know, man. He's doing a lot of stuff that you're doing, just saying the way you dress, the way you're, I'm just saying, it looks like something's going on there, and you guys have the same manager. What? This person, when I say blows up, I'm talking 20, 30, 40 million dollars. Huge. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big nugget. When you know that I told you that, and then you created that, that's evil. And I was in my basement, and I'm looking for the tapes, and I got exactly when we met, and I record everything, and I'm getting, and I'll never forget, my wife came down there. She's like, Jim, she got one kid here. She got the other one over here. She goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? I said, I'm going to get him. Stop. I went, no. They stole from me. Do you see the way we're living? We live good, but that's $20 million. That's mine. I created that. And no one says anything ever? That's sick. That's money out of my generations. That's money out of my children. I created that. I'm going to get them. I'm going to take them both down. They get away with that. I worked too hard to get to this point. You don't steal. Jim, God's got you right where he wants you. Let me find this verse. I don't want to see verses right now. I want to see revenge. She sat there. We went at it for a half hour. I'm like, that don't bother you? She goes, if they got to steal, let them have it. Because you know what? They know they didn't do it. And that, you don't know when that castle's going to crumble. And trust me, no one's going to be around them when that castle crumbles. They're lost. Let them have it. And I wanted to knock her out. We ain't talking about a little idea. And she kept going, let him have it. You're so creative. That, let him have that. Who knows what God's got in store for you down the road. That was a tough one to swallow. But I trusted it. She said, you got your girls. You said you want to be around. You said you're leaving Hollywood because it's so ugly, because it's so dark, because it's so cutthroat. Example. You wanted to be around your kids. You're around your kids. You said you want to see your parents grow old. You want to hold your dad to the day he dies. You just moved your parents up here. Now you have time with your parents, and now you have time with your children and me, and you're able to do what you want, and you're creative. You got what you, God's got you exactly where he wants you. And I didn't want to hear that. As time went on, I watched my girls grow. And I begged God my whole life. All I want to do is hold my dad to his last breath. That's all I want. I don't want him to go down alone. He grew up with nothing, 10 brothers and sisters, World War II vet, 3 years there, never complained, never moaned. Never yelled, always tried to lift everyone up. A man who went through absolutely
the most horrible horrors of life. And he was always there. And I wanted to be there for him. And I got that. I got the hole in the last breath. And if you have that opportunity, do not fear it or hesitate. It's the most beautiful thing you can ever imagine, is to be there. Now, some of us don't have that. Some of us don't have that. And we understand that. There's nothing you could do about it. But you got to find that closure. I had it, and I went for it. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little weird. The first breath, oh, you start crying. Lou, do you know? 20 seconds later, they go, right? And you're like, sorry, my bad. I jumped the gun. Sorry, I thought he was gone. It sounded like he was gone. Didn't he sound like he was gone? I thought he was gone. Clearly, he went, oh, I mean. Oh, yeah. And then after the third time, like, I'm really sorry, but I'm putting a pillow over this. I can't take the emotions. Three times? I can't. It's too much. God, it's not funny anymore. Let's go. Take him. And then, so I got to do that. I got to do it with my mom. And I'll never forget, you know, life's good. My kids are, they're really good. I got this text from my daughter, which I didn't even know. It was like an anniversary of my dad and my sister, and it was very powerful. It was very moving for a 9-year-old child to write. Yeah, it was really, yeah, man. I didn't expect doing this, so if it's there, it's there. If it's not, I won't waste your time. We'll wrap this up. But to get this from a 9-year-old child, Dory text, let me see. If it's not there, I can't find it. All right, I suck. Hey, come to the mountain. You want to see the sights? Oh, well. Oh, wait a minute. I just found it. I found it. So this is, my kid writes, hey, Dad. Last year, Grandpa died this day, and he was great, capital letters, great man. And I miss him very much, and you do too. I love to watch the Mets with him and play cards with him. I wish he was still here, but God took him at the right time. I miss rubbing his head when he was tired. He made you, this is the one that killed me. He made you the best dad in the world. That was a rough one. I had to start over 8 times. I bet he has a beer in his hand and he's watching the Mets with Aunt Patty. That was my sister, also passed. If you look up at the sky, you can see the 2 brightest stars that you've ever seen before. I, capital letters, love you so much. Aunt Patty, Grandpa does too. He was my best friend. I pray every night that they have a great time in heaven. We should not be mad that he left. We should be happy for him. Same for Aunt Patty. He was a great man, and so are you. Right after that, I had to fly to L.A., to promote something. I don't remember. I can't stand going there. And I remember I stayed at this really obscure hotel.
right? It was kind of cool. It's, you got to go down these stairs, really nice. And it was late. And I said, hey, is there anywhere to eat? But I don't have a car. He goes, yeah, you know, down the block. It's kind of college, very young. But at the end of the block, there's a bar. They have pizza, tacos. So that's perfect. They're open to 1 a.m. Perfect. I go walking in there. It's loud. A lot of young people. I found this little booth. Lady's like, one. I said, yeah, I'm going by the booth. I'm sitting by the booth. And I'll never forget this the rest of my life. I'm reflecting on my dad. I'm reflecting on that text. I'm reflecting on what my wife said. You have everything you need. And out of nowhere, I hear Jim Brewer. And I turn around, and it's the comedian who became the star from what I told that manager. And he looked at me and he said, hey, I really respect what you did with your dad. You made this documentary. It was pretty moving. And I wish I had that. And at this point, too, this guy is falling off. The manager is falling off. Divorce, losing money. This guy lost his whole career, pretty much. And he's just looking at me, and he went, I would have traded places with you any time of the week. He goes, I thought I was in it, but I just want to say I really respect what you did. And I got up, and I gave him a hug. And I said, anytime you want to talk, man, you let me know. I'm not going to tell you any more ideas, but I don't know what that guy is. But I guess what I'm saying is, you know how that saying goes, trust the plan. Well, we don't know whose plan that is. We don't know whose plan that is. There's only one plan, but we don't know the plan, and that's God's plan. And the minute you start realizing the amazing and how the stories grow and how far and wide they go, that's when we can start really rising up. And when you're ready, we're going to need you, because this is a spiritual war, hands down. But we need it from a loving side. We can be angry. Anger can lead. You know, my first reaction is always anger. It is. I was just being honest. My first initial was anger, and I want to fight.
You want some of this? Yeah, you got to get some of this, man. I used to take Taekwondo. It's going on.
All we need is love. Thank you, God. Thank you all for waiting for 5 hours here, hanging out. Get home safe. Clay, thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me just say things that I haven't always been able to say. And I appreciate you for allowing it. Have a good one.
Hey, Jim, want to ask you real quick here. I don't know. You might have to change your job title here from comedian to like truth-telling, life-changer speaker guy. I'm not really sure what we're going to call that. Where can people go to see your work? Because you have a podcast. Where can people go to follow you, sir?
The podcast is The Bruniverse. You just go to jimbrewer.com. And that's there you go.
Jim, I really appreciate you. Seriously, putting yourself out there, and it's been changing so many lives. I just appreciate you coming here to
thank
our nutty
Clay.
Place here, to
but
our
you know what?
Redneck high-tech place.
We got to put ourselves. I don't mind putting myself out there. I'm comfortable who I am as a human. So we have to realize that. Be comfortable who you are. Know who you are. Don't fear the demons when they're yelling at you and they're trying to shame you. You know what's right. Not a law. Moral law. God's law. You know it. It's inside you. Listen to it.
One more time. Let's hear for Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer.
Hi, guys. Mel Kay here. I'm very excited to be here with my partners at My Daily Choice. because we are super excited about our CBD line. It keeps growing. I am a big fan of these patriots that are out there. They are producing this in America. They ship it from America. It is totally pure. It is the best I've found. After the last 2 years, guys, of the medical industrial complex and us watching this unfold, we have to realize that natural remedies, things that come from God, are actually the best medicine. What are you guys finding out there from people that respond to you and from how you're using it and what it's doing for your life?
Well, it's changed our lives in a lot of ways. For her, sleep is one thing, mood, overall general health, just so many things. But the reason that works that way is because we all have an endocannabinoid system, which none of us were taught. No. I wasn't taught it in grad school. And it's there to give us homeostasis or balance in our bodies. It controls the other 10 body systems. Wow. So no wonder none of us felt too good, you know? So we hear all kinds of stories all every day about what it's doing for people.
Yeah. And for me, especially, it's great for me for sleep, but also for mood, for kind of staying even keel with energy all day without the ups and downs. And I know I also have had many experiences with different products that you have. The coffee is great. There's a makeup line. I mean, this is an amazing product and I really want everyone to go check it out. You can go to the partners page at the Mel Kay Show and you can see the link to my daily choice. And we are very excited to get our health back, to go into this next phase of the awakening and have some great products to use while we're getting on our A game to go back into the summer. So thank you so much, guys. And I will see you next time. And everyone, please go check out the Mel Kay Show at Partners and find the My Daily Choice tab and go check out all the products. There's so many products, you won't even believe it. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.